this a lab?
Huh?
Is this a lab here?
Yeah, it's okay. Just a yellow lab.
Yellow lab, huh? Yeah. Is
this
a
yellow lab?
Okay. My name's Mitch, by the way. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Nice to meet you, Jamie.
What?
Did any of the neighbors out here kind of give you a heads up what they're having to do tomorrow while they're in the neighborhood?
Are they what?
Did the neighbors kind of mention what we're doing?
No.
Okay. We're going to be, we service a group of about 10 people out here, and we're coming out tomorrow. We have a few that have jumped on with us, upgraded from a couple other companies, and we've also... we have quite a few that have been on for just long term, you know, 6 years and all that stuff. People know us pretty well. How long have you guys lived here for?
About 4 years.
Okay. And you guys, in the 4 years you've lived here, have you had the home serviced yet?
Or? For pets?
Yeah.
Or, no.
You haven't yet? Okay.
No.
Okay. Most like to do that just kind of when they first get into the home within the first 5 years or so. And then they'll usually either stay on kind of a just a regular plan, living in this area, close to all the trees out there and whatnot. Or they'll have us come out every, you know, 5 years or so just to go stay.
Okay.
Now, you haven't had it done yet, you said, since you've lived here? Okay. Let me just show you real quick kind of a couple things the neighbors are having us do. We start outside here with a good preventative barrier. Just kind of down around the foundation of the house.
Okay.
Now, is this your first home? Or?
No, this is our second.
Okay. Yeah. So we come out and your neighbors have us do just a 3 foot up, 3 foot up and 3 foot out barrier just to kind of seal up the foundation area here.
Okay.
Just as a preventative. You probably know about these guys, but you probably heard the neighbors talking about them a little bit.
Just got them, yeah.
So they come in from the trees, obviously, and from mulch. The problems are when they work their way close to the house, a lot of times they can get into some of these wall voids on the inside, and that's where they'll go after the dead wood and start to kind of make mess, and that's where structural damage can kind of happen. So we get a good preventative out here for that. I seal up things down low. Now, especially with this wood pile close to the house, you're going to want to spray close to that.
Okay.
Because carpenters love, just absolutely love areas like this.
Okay.
It's just like a, you know, perfect living location for them. So I'll make sure and have them treat this for you out here, get a good barrier on the house. We seal up this area here where they can get into the siding. And we do a lot more work than other companies on kind of on the house, like up around windows and eaves and shutters.
Okay.
So now, since you've lived here, you said it's been about 4 years, right? And since you've lived here, have you usually noticed more activity as far as outside with the spiders that everyone sees in the basement once in a while?
Yeah, we get spiders all over the place.
And the spiders that you see, do you know, do you guys know what they look like? Are they usually like the little spiders?
I got a bug book.
You got a bug book? Nice, bud.
I got it from my birthday.
Yeah,
really?
You did.
Yeah. What is that?
It's the bug guy. He needs to come work for me.
I don't know. We get all kinds of spiders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're in the basement.
Even daddy runs.
The daddy long leggers? Yeah, we do have a lot of daddy long leggers.
I thought he was saying even daddy runs from them. How big are the ones you see usually? Like, do they range in sizes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they're probably close to.
Are they?
Yeah.
Pretty good size, right?
Yeah, they're. Some of them are bigger. Yeah, okay. We get a lot of daddy long leggers.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basement as well, or is there a certain spot?
No, they're more out here, outside.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how about the centipedes? I know a few have mentioned these from time to time. I don't think they're heavy right now, but
I haven't seen them in a while. Yeah, we have them all over.
That's one.
Yeah.
There's one right there.
Yeah. But those guys, and then obviously, like I was mentioning, the carpenter ants, but even the smaller ants are pretty common in this area too.
One of those.
We do a good preventative. I mean, the product. What's that?
Yeah.
That's what they do. The wood.
These guys can eat the wood like that. So, yeah. But rodents as well, this area with the trees close to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people like us to get a good prevention out for that too. But I mean, it's a full service. I think you'd really be impressed with it. You definitely notice a big difference here. But we just, right now, I think you'd like it because we do a group rate.
Okay.
Or we just come out, we come out of like King of Prussia area. So it's a, you know, decent little drive for us. We just come out and catch everyone on the same couple days though.
Okay.
And then that way we can just keep the price down for everyone just because we're doing it on the same time.
Okay.
So that's what we've been doing here. So your neighbors just had me come out. I'll show you real quick kind of what they had me do. And being new here, do you know a few people around you here?
Yeah, we do. They just moved in.
Gotcha.
And yeah, we know some over there and over there and over there. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So anyway, they had me come out and just catch these first two back-to-back, so we just get the adult flush where it's been a while since we've had a service done.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, basically, we don't come out monthly here to these areas. We use the advanced methods. So the product lasts you the full 90 days.
Okay.
So that way we can just come out seasonally. It's a lot cheaper that way.
Okay.
And it's a lot more effective.
Okay. Now, do you have, like, paperwork and prices and stuff? Because I'd have to talk about it with my husband. And
is he here right now?
Yeah, but he's in the middle of something. He's building something. Yeah.
Because it would be a good time to touch base. You know, I'm going to be servicing tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're doing the work tomorrow.
Okay.
So like I said, this is kind of the group rate opportunity, so it's going to be a lot cheaper while we already have our trucks in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So we just go through every, like, you know, 3 or 4 years to kind of fill up the group.
Okay, don't climb on the car, please.
So we have quite a few that have jumped on. If you just want to see if you have a quick second, I can explain it.
Okay. Alright.
What are we doing?
Huh?
What are we doing? That one inside.
What was your name, by the way?
Jamie.
Nice to meet you. I'm Mitch, by the way.
Hold on one second. He's not interested right now. I'm sorry. Can you come back to, like, next month or something? Or?
Like I said, we only come through every 2 years to do the group days.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It'd be a good opportunity. I mean, if you want to just try it out, we're just doing a trial right now. Just to kind of test it out to see what you think of it. So, just kind of getting everything flushed out completely.
Okay. So do you have a card or anything? I can give you a call back or something. He's in the middle today. I don't want to bother him. He's building something for tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay. So he does for work?
Yeah. We're having this big picnic thing, and they've got to get it done for tomorrow. So. Sorry.
Yeah. Well.